Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to a man who is winning the fight of his life. Pete O'Shea was once a successful comedian, but he was also an alcoholic and a drug addict.
When you have nobody left who will help you, nobody left who believes you when you say anything, that's when you're at it. That's when you're an addict.
Now Pete calls himself the Hope Dealer and works to help others struggling with addiction. Pete O'Shea, the Hope Dealer, on this week's American Cafe. Pete O'Shea will tell you he is not the man he once was. A talented comedian, he would open for stars like Andrew Dice Clay, Kevin James, and Dennis Leary. But he also had a serious drinking problem. Now he works with other addicts to help them get and stay clean and sober. I caught up with Pete in Clearwater, Florida recently, and we talked about his addictions and his fight to get and to stay clean.
Well, when you go to wipe something off your shoulder and it's the floor, you know you're there, okay? And you've hit the bottom when you have nobody left who will help you, nobody left who believes you when you say anything, and you can't function, you can't work properly, you can't have any interpersonal relationships, you're not able to understand what's logical or reasonable, and you're blaming everybody else. When you're at the point where you're in the total blame game and it's everybody else's fault, and you can rationalize it all the way out to the 18th degree of how it's their fault and not yours, that's when you're at it. That's when you're an addict. That's when you got problems. And it's because you're not really looking at yourself. You're not really taking ownership of what you've done or who you are, what you're really about. There's always an underlying cause, just like any kind of disease. You're a diabetic, but the inflammation is what caused the problem. All right, a heart disease, it's the plaque that caused the problem that's in your arteries. Well, in drug addiction or alcoholism, there's always an underlying cause. There's some kind of an emptiness, some sort of a hole in your heart, in your spirit, in who you are as a person that you're trying to fill or mask or mimic or forget about that you're using the drugs and alcohol. Well, you got to go find out what that is and deal with it. And when I finally did that, that's when I was able to get clean.
Now, you hear it said oftentimes when talking about addiction that people hit rock bottom. People come to a point of decision where they go, this is not working anymore. What was your rock bottom? What happened in your life that made you finally realize, I've got to do something about this?
Well, it was two separate things, for alcohol and for drugs. For alcohol, I forgot that it was Christmas, and I'd been on a 4 or 5 day binger and tried to get into my parents' house. Couldn't get in. I was using my car key to get in their house. I was trying to drive their house and sang Christmas carols at the top of my lung till somebody let me in. And the next day, my grandmother hit me in the leg with her cane and told me that I was out of the family, and I got thrown out of my own family. And that was the bottom. That was the rock bottom for me. And that day, I did not have a drink, and I haven't had a drink since 27 years later. As far as drugs were concerned, I was doing stand-up, and I had a bad back, and so I was using and misusing Percodan, Vicodan, Lieutenant Dan, all the Dans, and I mistakenly took the pills before the show instead of afterwards, and I was not even close to funny that night. I was a slurring, obnoxious loser who, you know, that was it. After that, nobody wanted to hire me. I had to go and clean up my act and get myself together before I could get any more work as a comic. And since I didn't know how to do anything else, there I was at the bottom again. And again, like I said earlier, when you can't turn to anyone anymore, when no one will help you, when they literally say, get away from me, when your own parents say to you, get away from me, we don't want anything to do with you anymore, we don't want you in our family, that's when it's time you have to do something about it. You know, there's nowhere else to go at that point. That's your rock bottom. My parents were the most supportive things I had going for me in my life, and to this day still are, thank God. They're both still alive. They live in Boca Raton, or as I like to call it, God's waiting room. And they still believe in me and support me. They used to come to all the comedy shows. They used to, they gave me the money to get started in comedy, everything. And when they turn on you, when they say to you, I'm done with you. I can't help you anymore. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your lies. I'm sick of you taking from us. I'm sick of you being a drunk and a drug addict. When you get to that point, there's your rock bottom. And at that point, you got to be willing to do something about it. You got to be willing to get up off the deck and fight and know that there's hope. Know that there's a way out. You may be down, but you're not out. And there is a way out. I'm living proof of it because I'm clean and sober now and living a life where I'm a talk show host like yourself for a living, and I'm a Christian comedian and an author, and I get to help people every day, and I get to inspire and empower people every day and tell my story and be honest about it. God's insisting that I fillet myself every day and tell this story that's embarrassing, that I don't want to admit to anybody, but it's true. I was a drunk and I was a drug addict, but I'm neither of those anymore. But what I really am is a child of God.
Now, how did you overcome this addiction? You've mentioned God twice in the past sentence. Was it through the 12 steps, which people might know from Alcoholics Anonymous, or was it some other way that you were able to overcome this? Because there is a neurochemical, biological element to this. It's not just a habit. It's like you can't just stop. Your body has become accustomed to doing things a certain way, or having a certain relief when a stress comes up. Like, you know, if you have a stressful day at work, you take a couple drinks and you feel better. Your brain gets used to that. So how did you actually overcome your addictions?
Well, you're right about mentioning God a couple of times. For me, it was Celebrate Recovery, which is Alcoholics Anonymous, but with Jesus in the middle of it. And it's for any hurt, habit, or hang up. And it allows you to actually talk about what you don't want to deal with, face, and do the self-examination, the real hard work that needs to be done. Self-examination is an arduous process. It's like pushing molasses up a sandy hill. But until you do it, you're never going to get past the addictions. You're right, it's neurochemical. It's a disease. People categorize it as just being stupid or being self-afflicting wounds. But I consider it a disease. And it's hereditary, and I come from a long line of Irish drunks, and I didn't know any different environmentally growing up. That's what I saw. That's what I assumed was the way things were done. I didn't know there was any difference. But at some point, you have to change your environment. You have to find the higher power. You have to turn over your life to that higher power. And again, for me, that was Jesus Christ. And other people are going to choose to make it something else. In a regular 12-step program, you can make the higher power anything you want it to be. And I would imagine most people would make it their phone these days. Okay, but for me, it needed to be Jesus Christ. I got a better understanding of who he was and what he meant to my life. I got into the Word. I got into a Bible study. I got into a small men's group where I had accountability partners and people who pushed me, people who started to believe in me, who didn't look at my past but looked instead at my present and what I was capable of and not what I couldn't do. And that changed everything for me.
That's Pete O'Shea. In addition to his work with other addicts, Pete is also the author of a book, Pain Was My Friend, which you can find online. So what do you think? Let us know your opinion on this show by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And if you want to hear other editions of our program, look for us at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.